A Dedicated Man by Peter Robinson. Read by Neil Pearson. When the sun rose high enough to clear the slate roofs on the other side of the street, it crept through a chink in Sally Lum's curtains and lit on a strand of gold blonde hair that curled over her cheek. She was dreaming. But her dreams had nothing to do with the other kind, the important ones that she didn't have to fall asleep to find. In those dreams, she passed her school exams and was accepted into the Marion Boyers Academy of Theatre Arts, where, besides acting, she studied modelling and cosmetic technique. For Sally was realistic enough to know that if she lacked the dramatic talent of a Gwyneth Paltrow, she could at least belong to the fringes of the world of glamour. When, finally, Sally stirred that Sunday morning, she could hear plates and cutlery clattering in the kitchen downstairs, and the rich smell of roast beef was wafting up to her room. She got up and stared at herself in the full-length mirror of her old oak wardrobe. On the whole, she had a good body, she decided. There was still a little puppy fat around her hips and thighs, but her breasts were perfect. Last night Kevin had caressed them and told her they were. And last night, they'd almost gone all the way. Soon they would. Sally knew that. Kevin was good. He knew how to excite her. She drew back the curtains to a perfect Swainsdale morning. She looked up the broad valley side to the long, sheer limestone wall of Crow Scar. Then she noticed something very odd, and she frowned. Spread out along the slope, just above the old road, five or six blue dots seemed to be moving in some kind of